Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. And that would be that Shocking Blue bringing this back. 17 Till. Have a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. Please check it out when you get a chance. You'll find out all the things you need to know about the truth about health, about Obamacare, and about what it's doing to us, not for us, but to us. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. You're going to be on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning, right?
I am. I'm waiting to hear what time, but Fox and Friends tomorrow morning.
So check it out, folks.
To talk about the Obamacare tax onslaught that's about to come.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, Jim. I looked online for the IRS has now posted a draft, not the yet final, even though people could start filing their taxes on the 20th of January tomorrow. Or is that today? Let's say. Today's the 20th.
Today you should be able
to start filing your taxes.
Today's the draft on the website. And they're not ready.
But, oh my goodness, it is mind-boggling in its complexity.
Yeah.
This form that now...
Have you heard what H&R Block said? H&R Block is topping the timbers over this. They're saying, guys, you know, we can't figure this out.
Well, they're saying half of the people who got subsidies for health insurance got too much. Most of them are going to have to pay it back.
For
the privilege of doing that, they're going to have to now virtually hire a tax preparer. There are 15 pages of instructions for this unbelievably complex new form that people have to attach to their taxes. So not only are they going to have to fill out that form, they're no longer going to be able to do the easy version of the form.
Right.
That's going to cost them a few $100. Many people are going to have to pay back money, and many others are going to owe these fines.
Right.
And all of this is coming down the pike. If people weren't already unhappy with Obamacare, this is going to be another
this
way.
This is on top of whether you're happy with your insurance or not.
That's right.
This is a whole separate layer of complexity, folks, besides your health care and your health care insurance.
That's right. After they've lost their health insurance, after they've lost their doctor, after they have these high, huge deductibles,
right?
Now they have to pay premiums for very expensive health insurance, and pay a fine if they don't. Now they have to deal with the IRS, who is, by the way, saying that because of the complexity of dealing with Obamacare and many other things, they don't expect to be able to answer but about half of the phone calls from people who call in asking questions.
Yeah. And they already weren't answering that many calls either, by the way.
And then they only want to answer the simple questions.
Yeah.
Don't ask us these hard Obamacare questions.
Which they may not know the answer to. They may honestly not know the answer to either, Chris Marie.
If they tell you
I don't know the answer, they may be telling the truth.
I'm a pretty smart person. I read every word of those 15 pages of instructions. And my brain was scrambled at the end of that. People had to account for every, and so do employers, by the way.
So you're saying over the next 2 or 3 months, this could become
another
national nightmare.
Just at the same time that we start to hear arguments before the Supreme Court on March the 4th, people are going to start to see the personal impact of this law on
Let me throw a Main Street economy wrench into this works.
Yes.
This is the time of year, the next 2 months or so, when a lot of people count on their refund to pay down on a new car, to get caught up for Christmas, to plan for their vacation. This is a time when a lot of businesses on Main Street, if you walk out on Main Street right now, any small town in America, and you said, what are you counting on in the next month or two, they would say income tax returns.
And guess what?
They're not going to get them.
5 million people very likely will have a smaller income tax return or may even owe money if they did not declare their income properly when they applied for coverage through the Obamacare exchanges. So that is a very significant economic concern that people's income tax returns are going to be less, if not gone, as a result of fines they owe and payback because of Obamacare.
And we haven't even talked about the employer mandate.
That's right.
We haven't even got to that part yet, ladies and gentlemen, that came online this year, right, Grace Green?
For businesses of more than 100 people. And the reporting requirements alone, Jim, we've focused so far in most of the public debate on the fines that employers face. They don't provide Obamacare-compliant insurance.
Right.
But the reporting requirements, they have to report on the income as well as the health insurance status of each one of their employees every month. Every month. It's not just at the end of the year because on this form, on this tax form, people have to report every month.
And that's not counting. And folks, that's not even counting. This is just the compliance. This doesn't have anything to do with writing a check for if you're not in compliance.
Right.
Or your people, what they have to do if you've asked them to go to the exchanges and they haven't gone to the exchanges.
So that the House and the Senate both want to at least delay, but certainly repeal, the employer mandate. When they tried that in the last Congress, even though Obama himself, President Obama himself, delayed the employer mandate, they said, okay, well, we'll just make it legal because we know it's not legal for you to change the law. He said, well, I'd veto it if you passed that legislation. The arrogance is just shocking.
And folks, I want the record to show, and I've got it on record. I've got the archive. I have the audio record of Grace Marie Turner and me right here on this show, three, four, five years ago, saying this law was not going to work. That it would not work. It would not do what they said they were going to do. And now that's come to pass, sadly. Tinto, right back with Grace Marie Turner. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.